Hello, this is Jeff Wine with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, Key Realty. If you are considering a move to or within the Blue Water area, please reach out to discuss your housing needs. Call 810-650-6255. Again, that is 810-650-6255. Thank you.
All right. The new 105.5 WPHM. I am Steve Green filling in for Paul Miller. He's off on vacation this week. I've said this over and over again, but he is out for a wedding. His daughter getting married coming up here tomorrow. And so wish him well, him and the beautiful bride and the happy couple. I'm here actually right now with Brad Bewer from down the hall at Q Country 107. You had a pretty big event out there yesterday. Brad, do you want to tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah, very big event, very long day, but productive and fulfilling day. It was our Rescue Brad event. So yesterday was the day where I was at the Humane Society all afternoon, locked inside a dog kennel for people to come out and drop off supplies and make donations to the Blue Water Area Humane Society.
Perfect. How did that go? Like, I guess... How do you feel today? Like, what?
I'm a little tired. It's okay. A long day. It's a long day for yeah, sure. Yeah. You know, even though I'm kind of just in that dog kennel all day, it's still a lot. You never get a break.
Right. And they don't lock you in though. You're not like allowed to go. You're allowed to go out if you need to. Right.
Well, I will say that, you know, the idea is that I'm supposed to stay in the dog kennel all day. We right. did have some heavy storms yeah, roll in, and at that point, they were like, okay, metal cage with lightning in the area. I think it's okay to let Brad out of the cage. So I did get a slight reprieve during the afternoon there for a second, but you know, normally I'd want to stay in there all day.
Yeah, I commend you for that, because it is a long day in there, and you're broadcasting live on Q Country 107, and you're taking in donations. The weather did get real nasty. I can't imagine. Matt Markham came in and showed me some hail, some pictures
yeah,
of hail.
Yeah, it started hailing at some point.
It's insane. But the day ended with a rainbow, right? And so yeah, that kind of sealed the deal. So happy that the day turned out well enough for you, you know, all things considered. But I'm actually curious, because this was all to benefit the Blue Water Area Humane Society. Mm-hmm. And so we certainly appreciate them for, you know, housing you for for an afternoon.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
And all the things they do. So this we have some preliminary numbers that I kind of want you to go through, because this is pretty exciting.
Yeah, so I know in terms of cash donations, we raised over $3,000 for an event that only went on for an afternoon. I think that's absolutely incredible. 315 pounds of dog food, over 315 pounds of dog food we raised.
That's insane.
And 115 pounds of cat food as well. Plus, that's not even taking into account all the litter and the toys that people dropped off and donated. So pretty incredible the amount of stuff that was donated.
That is insane. Just the number of food, like the weight of the food, 315 pounds. You know, that's like you take a 20-pound bag and you mm-hmm. donate it.
Yeah.
So I mean, that is a lot of dog food.
And it's nice that we were at the Humane Society, because you know, if we had done it in a different location, we would have had to haul all of that to the Humane Society. But thankfully, it wasn't too tough, just carrying everything into the back room. And the Humane Society, they were prepared. They had these carts and not trolleys, but little push carts that you could put the food on. So they were prepared. We just loaded it on the carts and pushed it back, and it wasn't too bad to move.
Smart.
Yeah.
I love that idea. Do you know if anybody got a chance to, you know, go seek out an animal to bring home themselves? Or?
Well, I know we did have a lot of people who made donations, and then they did go inside.
Sweet.
I don't know if anybody actually did any adopting that day, because I know there is a process. So I didn't see anybody walk out with an animal, because there is kind of a few days waiting process to go through that. But yeah, ideally, if this can help one of our little critters find a home, that would be excellent.
Yeah, absolutely. Just want to share a little bit about some of the sponsors, some of the people that and organizations and businesses that help make yesterday possible, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, all of our sponsors were absolutely incredible. We did have some sponsors who came out to the event and made some incredible donations. St. Clair Chrysler was with us all day and made a huge $1,000 donation, which was absolutely incredible. Francis Connecticut Water Conditioning was there and made some donations. And in fact, we were pushing to get over the $3,000 limit, and we were like $35 away. And I said, whoever buys our shirt, which was $35, whoever buys the next shirt, I'm going to give them so many thank yous. And it was Emily from Francis Connecticut Water Conditioning. So she pushed us over that $3,000 limit. We ended up having some people come in after that, too, who pushed us over. Also, Sign Gypsies Blue Water was there, and they made a great donation as well. And they set up the yard signs that they always do.
Oh, yeah.
And they had a Rescue Brad yard sign in the front to kind of bring people in. And they always do an incredible job. Their signs look amazing.
They do. I am really impressed just by, you know, looking out when I showed up for about 10 minutes tops.
Yeah.
You know, just to kind of poke fun at Brad and
you know, throw stuff at me. Yeah. Walk around on the outside, stretch your legs.
Yeah. Show you what you can do on the outside world.
Mm-hmm.
No, I did stop by, and that is actually what helped me find the Humane Society. Like, I knew it was out on Lapeer, and I knew it was, you know, in that, you know, Clyde, Wadhams, mm-hmm. North Street area, and you know, like, township divisions split up so much in there. So
right.
I was like, I know it's somewhere out here. And the Sign Gypsies, what helped me find the Humane Society. Like, I'm like, I know I've been here before, but
yeah.
So it was, it was them that helped guide me in, and I gotta imagine I'm not the only one.
That's perfect. Yeah. And I mean, honestly, ideally, as well, with people coming out to the Humane Society, I'm sure there were people that came out there, it was their first time there, so mm-hmm. like you said, now they'll know where to go, they know where it's at, they can tell if people are looking to, you know, adopt a pet, you know, they can say, oh, I've been to the Humane Society, and it's, you know, kind of really great to get the word out about them.
Yeah. And that's you know, what you collected yesterday is certainly a great help, and I'm sure that they're very appreciative of it. And the work that you put into it, too. I mean, that's a day, and that's, you know, I've said this to you before, but it for me, I think, you know, the dog kennel is one thing, being inside there is one thing, but being live as well, being on air, being on, you know, mm-hmm. that you have that, I gotta turn on my... You know, I'm on the radio and I'm doing things, kind of attitude or momentum. And
yeah.
For me, I think that would be the hardest, is that, you know, I've been doing that for so long. So all day.
Yeah.
I just want to, you know, take a nap.
Yeah. I didn't take a nap in there. I wasn't just sitting in there, you know, playing Wordle or twiddling my thumbs. You know, it was a long day, but it was definitely worth it. And it was cool to have people come out and say, hey, I listened to you in the afternoon, and it was great, you know, meeting them and seeing our community come together like that.
Perfect. I certainly give you a lot of credit for being out there yesterday, and thanks for stopping in and kind of giving us an update as to how it went. So
yeah,
thank you for
and I gotta say, you did make a donation as well, so thank you for that, Steve. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
You know, you do what you can, and it all adds up. Right?
Exactly, right?
All right. Brad Bewer from Q Country 107, thanks for being here.
And, thanks, Steve.
We'll see you in the next rescue event, right?
I hope to see you there, yeah.
All right. Steve Green here, filling in for Paul Miller on the new 105.5 WPHM.